Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Wow, on this great, fabulous day of October 3rd, Matthew 10:26 is our do not fear. Matthew 10:26 says, "Do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known."
Wow. We said wow together.
Yes, we did, because we have a wow subject, that's right, for today. Today we're going to talk about God wanted me to do this again. There we go.
Philippians 3:1, classic Amplified. "For the rest of my brethren, delight yourselves in the Lord and continue to rejoice in you that are in him. To keep writing to you over and over and the same things is not irksome to me, and it is a precaution for your safety." Not long ago, I taught 7 reasons order is the key to your success. The text email response was overwhelming, even a couple of testimonies. As I was meditating on the matter, I was given a very clear direction from the Lord to teach the 7th point on the call this morning. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Here are 7 practical ideas on how to bring order into your personal life.
First, bringing order into your environment. We sometimes just need to remove clutter from our lives, including but not limited to our, might say our desk, our dresser, our closet, our nightstand, our bathroom reading rack, our medicine cabinet, our garage, our attic. Well, you know, everything else. How about that? But when the thing about it is, when you're busy people, sometimes things stack up. My husband is smiling right now because we don't always have time to get to the things that we think that we should. But the point being is that when you, like if you ever have to sell your house, you know you're going to have to get rid of a bunch of junk, a bunch of stuff, and bring order into your life. And God, sometimes you just have to ask God how to bring order into our environment, and he will gladly reveal it. I love Psalm 32:8, this in the English Standard Version. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you," "with my eye upon you."
Second, bring order into your job, business, or retirement. Let's start with your car. The interior and exterior of your car reflect the order in your life. If there's stuff in the floorboard, it sends a message, and not one you necessarily want. Clean it up and keep it tidy every day. Your office, desk, workstation, and files are a reflection of whether or not your professional life is in order. And that includes your briefcase, by the way. Whether or not you're late for appointments or meetings is another indicator of whether or not you'll be in line for promotion. If you're retired, is there an order your day? You have a plan for your week? 1 Timothy 4:15. New Living Translation. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress.
Third, bring order into your spiritual, mental, and physical thought processes and actions. And this is actually a good place to start because we can get our thoughts, our mental, our spiritual, and our physical thoughts and processes together. A lot of times everything else will fall in place. Best way to bring order to our thought process is actually threefold. First, in Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." God has an easier time of changing the way you think if you're reading the Word, meditating on it, and being in his presence. That is an incredibly important first step.
Yes, it is.
Second is Philippians 2:2. In the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Fill up and complete my joy by living in harmony and being of the same mind and one in purpose, and having the same love, being in full accord and of one harmonious mind and intention. Getting along with our fellow men, that is huge. And another way is walking in, the way of it is walking in love. And that also comes from being in the Word of God. Third, you could actually go to haroldherring.com and read the 7 things to do before going to bed to sleep at night. If that becomes a routine, then that will
turn things around.
It will turn things around for you.
And it needs to read it enough.
Yeah.
But it comes as routine as breathing.
Now, there you go. And first is, this is his little, real quick, I'll give it to you. It goes into more detail. But first, create a to-do list of the things you plan to accomplish tomorrow. Second, journal the great things that happened to you during the day. You should be knowing that anyway, journaling in at night. Third, create a nightly confession about what you want the next day to look like, if you want it to be the best day of your life. And fourth, don't go to bed mad or frustrated with a spouse or children or even a boss. Clean out those negatives before you go to bed. Fifth, clean up, pick up so you're ready to get up and you don't have to go, oh no, dishes in the sink. Sixth, lay out what you plan to wear tomorrow. Even if you change your mind, you've got a plan. Seventh, plan how you dress your mind for tomorrow.
That's
it. What are you going to listen to on the way while you're getting dressed and on the way to work?
Fourth, bring order into your choice of friends and their rotation in and out of your circle of influence. Truthfully, this is real simple. If your friends aren't involved and motivated toward success or seeking a better quality of life for themselves and their families, then a large part of your life will naturally be in disorder.
What was it that we heard yesterday? You're the smartest people in the room. Smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
It's true. It's true. If your friends aren't motivated toward success or seeking a better quality of life for themselves and their families, I'm saying this again, then a large part of your life will naturally be in disorder. I said it again because you need to get it inside you. We're not telling you to dump the old friends, but we're definitely recommending that you get some new ones whose motivation, beliefs, and lifestyle promote order. 1 Corinthians 15:33, Classic Amplified. Do not be deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character.
Fifth, bring order into your habits. If you don't have good habits or if you don't have the right kind of habits, then you need to develop the right kind of habits. If you've got good habits, you can strengthen those habits because they'll bring order into your life and release. And then you need to think about the ones that you need to release. And that means don't find them again. You know, there are several things that come immediately to mind when we're thinking that when we were talking about this. First is you really do need to get a proper amount of exercise every day. Might be walking. You might have to walk on your job. Another thing is to stay hydrated. Drink half your body weight in the ounces of water each day. Grab a bottle of water or something when you take off for work and keep one with you. That increases your energy level and removes toxins. Get rid of, seems like an easy and simple thing, but sometimes when we're not well, you know, we need to change our toothbrush.
That's true.
Every 90 days. If you've been sick, throw the old one away when you get well and remove the possibility of having germs coming back in your mouth every day. Finally, organize stuff like your photos, perhaps even scanning them into your computer so you're not overloaded, or literally the things that you like to have around, but have them in an organization where it's easier to be found and it's also easier to, well, not get in your way. Job 22:26, and the Classic Amplified says, "You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you. and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. Ask God what things you need to organize
first. Amen. I love that scripture. 6, bring order to your daily routines. Do you know what CD or MP3 you're going to be listening to on your drive to work or take the kids to school or run errands? Do you have a regularly scheduled time to read? Now, I'm not just talking about your morning devotional. Books that fire you up, make you think beyond your imagination. Bring order into the ways you shop. Always go with a list. Give careful thought to the days you shop. For instance, never go to Walmart on Saturday, because unless you go early in the morning, it's going to be chaotic. Same thing is true about your visits to the grocery store. If you're married, always have quality time with your spouse. Make every activity a date in addition to regular date nights. We've always been pretty good at that. We have laundry dates.
Yes, we do.
We even had frog dates.
We'll explain that. And that is a whole nother story. Yeah.
That's a whole nother story. The key to maintaining order in your daily life is to stay fresh. Schedule time to reflect and redirect your focus. Lamentations 3:40, New Living Translation. Instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord.
If there is anything that's been leading you astray, make a U-turn.
That's it.
7, bring order into your finances. Best way to bring order into our financial arena is to plan to get out of debt and never get there again. Especially once you've gotten out of debt. Don't think, oh boy, now I've made it, and just rack up a bunch of stuff to get you right back in.
That's it.
That's not the way to go. Don't make a major purchase without talking to God and your spouse if you're married. If you're serious about getting out of debt, we have what's called the master plan, an interactive, personalized, out-of-debt plan that will literally tell you the day, the month, and the year that you can be completely debt-free. Now, normally we charge a lot of money for this, or we haven't, for sure. But sometimes, and every once in a while, we'll offer it to folks, even for a, you know, gift of any amount. Because you can go to haroldherring.com if you don't, and actually ask about it, order it. Anyway, or harold@haroldherring.com. Write my husband, ask him about it. We have tons of blogs, truthfully, on haroldherring.com about the subject of money. And in Luke 14:28-30, think about this now, because this is so true. This is in the Message Bible. Is there anyone here who, planning to build a new house, doesn't first sit down and figure the cost so you'll know if you can complete it? If you only get the foundation laid and run out of money, you're going to look pretty foolish. Everyone passing by will poke fun at you. He started something he couldn't finish. Point being, have a plan. Because if you don't have a plan, somebody else will have a plan for
you. That's it.
In Proverbs 12, verse 27, Message Bible says, a lazy life is an empty life, but early to rise gets the job done.
Wow.
When we can bring order into our lives, then we'll also have the extra satisfaction that it talks about in Deuteronomy 12:16, Message Bible. You are to celebrate in the presence of God, your God, all the things you've been able to accomplish.
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Lord.
And that'll make you have a great day. Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.